Hey, we are back and we are here to talk all about your food goggles, okay? So this is all about how to make peace with food. And these goggles are designed to be the backbone of how you take the stress and emotion and obsession out of food and let food be food. So to make peace with it once and for all, and I promise you, if you can commit to mastering these principles that I'm about to share, they will be there to stand the test of time and they will truly transform you to your core, like change and transform your self-image around food, okay? And so this idea of making peace with food, this quote is so amazing and it bears repeating, okay? So Jeanine Roth said, "Our work is not to change what you do, but to witness what you do with enough awareness, enough curiosity, enough tenderness that the lies and old decisions upon which the compulsion is based become apparent and fall away. When you no longer believe that eating will save your life when you feel exhausted or overwhelmed or lonely, you will stop. And when you believe in yourself more than you believe in food, you will stop using food as if it were your only chance at not falling apart. When the shape of your body no longer matches the shape of your beliefs, the weight disappears." And that goes so perfectly with everything that we have been talking about up until this point, because we've already identified that food is not the problem, right? It's never the food or the cookie or the extra calories that's the problem. It's who you're being and how you're feeling in the midst of it all, and what's who you're being that's causing you to eat what you're eating, right? And so again, I don't mean this just from a perspective of joy or pleasure, although that's part of it. I mean it as in this is hard science, as in you've seen this now time and time again with the tale of two cookies, that it's not the cookie, it's who you're being and how you're feeling around that cookie. And that means before, during, and after you eat it, okay? But when it comes to food, we can't just tell you not to focus on food or stop thinking about food. I mean, that's a bad idea and that's not gonna work because we as humans, especially women, we are, if we're told that we can't have or do or consume something, it's all that we think about, right? And so it makes us want it even more and think about it more. And every woman that I've ever met that struggles with her body or with overeating or emotional eating, she is so sick of thinking about food and she's so sick of thinking about her body. And so I know you are too. But the flip side is when you're part of that, all or nothing, black, white, on, off restriction mentality or the diet mentality, it forces you to think about and obsess over food. And that is no way to live. So once again, we want to become increasingly aware of where the color blue is showing up in your life. But then we want to have a very specific red to focus in on and look for every single day. And just keep that floating around in the background of your mind starting right now. But the cool thing about this, the cool thing about everything we're about to talk about is it builds on whatever we've already talked about and what you've already learned. So it's not going to be a big learning curve, okay? The biggest learning curve has already taken place. And so we've already started firing and wiring in your brain through those freedom goggles that we talked about last week. This just takes it a step further, okay? So coming back to those food goggles that I was talking about, we're going to start re-imaging your self-image through new food goggles. And so specifically, once again, we're going to become increasingly aware of where we're focusing on the color blue and mindfully and intentionally focus on the color red. So what does that look like? Here are the food goggles. So I asked you to start becoming aware of the color blue. So where you're looking at things like, we just added on a little bit this week, but where you're looking at it like, okay, food is good, bad, that's right, that's wrong, I should or shouldn't have that. Or if you're looking at it through the eyes of restriction or micromanaging and counting or guilt and shame, any of those ways of thinking around food, you want to be aware of where that's showing up. And then you simply want to replace it by focusing on a different red, which is, why am I eating? And we'll talk about that a little bit more, but I want you to keep in mind, like, I want you to be aware of, do I want it or do I need it? Am I hungry or am I just desiring food? So we're going to talk about that distinction between requiring desire. And then how do I want to feel? Again, we're just reverse engineering, okay? So when it comes to how I want to feel, okay, this is the part that you've already really practiced, right? So let's say I want to feel, full, but not like overly stuffed or like my gut's hanging over afterwards, right? I want to feel satisfied and satiated, but not like I'm being overindulgent. And I want to feel energized, not lethargic. And I want to feel nourished, not just full, because we all know the difference when we feel full versus when we feel like we just nourished our body, right? But then on the flip side, like, sometimes I really do want to just chill out or eat some chocolate chip cookies or relax and not care if I coma out on the couch a couple hours later. But most of the time, that's not how I want to feel. But, you know, sometimes Saturday nights, Sunday nights, I do. I just kind of feel like doing that. You know what I mean? But either way, it becomes mindful and intentional, not just reactive, okay? So again, it's this reverse engineering process. First, figure out and calculate how you want to feel. Then choose the actions that would get you there and that would bridge that gap and create that. And we're literally reverse engineering it, okay? Because remember, control is the opposite of freedom, okay? And I want to remind you of the inevitable cycle that takes place if you play the control game. Most women have been playing the control game with food all of their lives. And if you play the diet game, most women have been playing the diet game, right? So if you try to control what you eat, rather than trying to influence you, you will inevitably be stuck on either the too much restriction, where we saw it last week, okay? And in this case, the cycle of food, when you tell yourself like, okay, I can't have that, I'm not allowed to eat that, don't eat any of that food group, maybe we cut out an entire food group. Eventually we eat it anyways because it's not sustainable. We inevitably feel guilty or ashamed, or we compare ourselves to what we should have been doing. You know, we say things like, damn it, I screwed up. And that's probably like the kind version. That's like the sugar-coated version of it. We probably are nastier to ourselves than that. And then we declare, okay, I'm going to start over. I'm going to like just, you know, this is all a wash and I'm going to start again tomorrow or Monday or if it's the end of the year, January, right? But in turn, you believe yourself less and less every time this happens. And the next time you go to tell yourself that you're not going to eat something, right? But the flip side is, the opposite, too much permission. So when you tell yourself like, screw it, you can eat whatever you want. And so you end up like eating without intention because it's there or because you tell yourself that you can or because it's actually comforting you, but it's not really comforting you as we're finding out. Again, the same cycle ensues. You feel guilty, you feel ashamed, you're pissed off, right? You start, the self-talk comes in like, damn it, why'd you do that? Like, why'd you eat so much, all that? And then again, when you get to that point, you're like, okay, now it's time to get started. I'm going to do it. This time's going to be different. But again, you're at that point, your self-esteem bank account has a deficit and you don't believe yourself the next time you go to make the promise, right? And this is the roller coaster, my dear. This is that, okay? And that restriction versus permission, the control roller cycle is the opposite of freedom. And this is the results roller coaster. And you've got to make that decision right here and now, and I know you already made it, but I want you to recommit to get off that roller coaster, okay? And so that's where these food goggles come in. And yeah, I'm gonna make a bold declaration that this, if you learn and implement and practice and embody these food goggles, this is where food freedom lives, okay? And if you can just get good at this language and this way of thinking and this way of being around food, the rest will fall into place, okay? I promise you that. Now, don't worry. We are also going to do some really smart experimentation and some really powerful experimentation over the coming weeks, and I'm going to shortcut your process so that you don't have to go through all of the crap that I went through, right? But just know that everything that you're going to learn moving forward will not work as powerfully if you don't first start with the self-image around food and the way you're seeing food and who you're being around food, okay? Because here's what else I can guarantee, and this is another bold declaration, but I promise you it's possible. Food can just be food, okay? So if food is currently a stressor in your life, or if you're always counting and weighing and measuring or obsessing, or if you're always, you know, dieting and restricting and controlling or playing mind games with yourself, it's not a food problem. I promise you that. It is a self-image problem, as in the goggles with which you're seeing yourself and seeing your body and seeing food is what's causing you to struggle and suffer. And so when you change what you're seeing and what you're saying, the rest will seamlessly fall into place. But we've got to practice this new awareness and new way of being around food. And I promise, it will become you if you get in the reps, but we've got to give it air, attention, intention, repetition, okay? But here's why else this food goggle stuff is so powerful, okay? On a brain level, remember, transformation occurs in a less is more, slow is smooth fashion, okay? That harder, faster, more, and too much, too soon mentality, it causes threat to your brain and your nervous system, and your long-term brain will never become it. It will never become you, okay? So the harder, faster, more, or the, you know, too much, too soon stuff, yeah, that'll work for short-term change, but it's an inevitable failure trap for permanent transformation. And that's why these food goggles are so powerful, because they're so simple, and again, we're working in minimums, okay? So again, I want you to just identify where the blue is showing up, where it's that judgy, good, bad, right, wrong, black, white, all or nothing mentality, right? And I just want the new red to be, why am I eating and how do I want to feel? Now, the why am I eating part, we talked about the how do I want to feel part in and out, and you get that. You're starting to really get that. The why am I eating part, that's the part where this is probably new to you. So I want to reintroduce you to some distinctions that we already talked about, okay? And so I want to drive this whole why am I eating point home and make sure you get it so that you can get the most powerful powerful experience from these awarenesses, okay? So I want to bring you back to these distinctions that we talked about. The first one is the distinction between wanting something and needing something, knowing when you require it or when you desire it. So literally knowing, like, do I need this? Like, is my body in need of food, or do I just want this, right? Do I need to eat? Am I actually hungry? Or do I just want to eat? Okay, so that's the distinction I want you to start thinking about when it comes to why am I eating? Is it desire or require, okay? So another way of thinking about it is like, am I even conscious of whether I want this or need this? Most people aren't. And is my default just taking over? So now I want you to make the unconscious conscious and start identifying why you are eating. Is it because you want it or because you need it? And again, neither one is good, bad, right, or wrong. You just wanna be aware of why you are doing what you're doing, okay? The other distinction that's going to come into play is, are you reacting or are you responding? So are you reacting? Is it unconscious? Is it a knee-jerk reaction? Or is it mindless thinking or acting or decision-making? Versus, are you responding? Is it conscious? Is it mindful? Are you intentionally thinking, acting, and making decisions, okay? But another way of thinking about it, the word responsibility means the ability to respond. And the only way that you are able to respond is when you are being mindful and conscious. And again, the more you practice this, the easier it becomes, because it becomes you. You won't have to think about being mindful. You'll just be mindful, okay? But in the beginning, we do have to give it air, attention, intention, repetition. So again, I want you to be thinking, like, am I making a choice, or is a choice being made for me, like by my default, right? Or am I happening to my life, or is my life happening to me? We want you to be happening to your life, okay? So I'm a visual person. I just assume that everyone else is too. And so I wanted to show you what this looks like if you're a visual person as well, okay? So this idea, like, am I being intentional? Yes or no? That's the first question. Like, am I actually intentionally eating, or did I just mindlessly eat? And if the answer is yes, right, I want you to be mindful of, is it require or desire, right? And here's the thing, being intentional is either a yes or a no. You're doing one or the other. I want you to just come back to the yes, okay? Or I'm inviting you to come back to the yes. But again, I want you to be mindful. Is it because I need it, or is it because I want it, okay? And if you're not being mindful, right, is it because you said just screw it, or is it because you didn't notice, okay? Either way, I want you to make the unconscious conscious. So again, you have a decision tree every time you eat. Am I being mindful and intentional, yes or no? But I want you to be aware of what's happening afterwards as well, okay? Because this is the only thing you can control, okay? So I wanna just, like, let's get real for a second. Let's say you do go down the rabbit hole and you don't intentionally and mindfully eat, okay? Eat whatever, or let's say you do. Let's say you're mindful and intentional. Either way, I want you to see that your self-talk can take you in either direction regardless of what you choose. So even if you air quotes mess up and eat something that you air quotes shouldn't have, you still have the ability to choose whether or not you're gonna give yourself shit for it and how you respond or react, right? You can take yourself down that sad rabbit hole or the happy one. Same thing, no matter what happens, even if you do air quotes mess up, you are still responsible for how you talk to yourself, okay? Is it one of those things where you go, oh, okay, now I'm noticing it, I'm witnessing it, and I see what's happening? Or are you gonna go down the rabbit hole of, like, oh, you're so awful, you're weak-willed, what's wrong with you? All of those negative self-talk stuff, okay? So, next distinction, hunger versus cravings, okay? This is another kind of narrower and deeper look at, am I hungry or do I just want something? So again, hungry is require, craving is desire. And we are going to get into the actual like sugar craving side of things in another module, but I just want to give you the big picture overview, okay? Again, if you're hungry, you have the chance and the choice every single time to react or respond. It's mindful or it's not. Same thing when you're having cravings. You can react or you can respond. But let's say, once again, worst case scenario, you decide to respond, react and you eat mindlessly when you're hungry or when you're craving something. Again, you have the ability to influence your self-talk afterwards, okay? And it all matters, as we saw in The Tale of Two Cookies. Same thing. So within each of these distinctions, while you are creating these distinctions, I don't want you to use these distinctions to give yourself crap or give yourself shit. This is all about awareness, and it's a learning curve, but I do want you to see that even if you do, air quotes, mess up and you eat something that you don't think serves you, you still have the choice whether you want to react or respond to that with your self-talk and internal thoughts, okay? So that being said, this is why these food goggles, they actually sweep up all of this, okay? You won't have to totally like be so individually mindful of these distinctions if you just use these food goggles, which is become aware of when you're talking, looking at food like it's good, it's bad, it's right, it's wrong, it should, it shouldn't, because that's where all the judgment is, right? But also the restriction, the micromanaging, the guilt, and the shame, right? That's the diet roller coaster. And all I want you to start being aware of is, why am I eating? Is it require or desire? And how do I want to feel? Okay, just recapping and repracticing what you learned last week. Okay, so again, it's a reverse engineering. Figure out and calculate how you want to feel first. Then choose the actions that would get you there and that would create that. And you literally reverse engineer it every single time. Again, this is how you change the game, by changing the conversation. It's a new conversation. It's not about should, shouldn't, good, bad, right, wrong. It simply becomes a matter of, why am I eating? Is it require or desire? And how do I want to feel? And then you take action. Intentional, mindful, moment by moment, present tense, responsible, makes you feel how you want to feel because you're reverse engineering it, action. Okay, and when you do that, that is when you can say goodbye to the regret and the remorse that usually comes alongside food. You can say goodbye to the shame and the blame and the guilt and the perfectionism, and you can say goodbye to the obsession and stressing about what, when, and how much you're eating, okay? Because that, once again, it sweeps that all up. But you also, this is where the freedom lives. Hello to living in the now, focusing on what you can control and focusing on solutions and moving in the direction that you want to go and the direction that you want to feel, rather than act like trying to clean up your messes later on, right? And you, this is where the responsibility lives. This is when you feel like you own your life, you own your food choices and your habits, and that's when you can release those chains of control, because now you have a better way, and that's where the freedom lives. And hello to life. One that you can live with, you can stick with. It becomes easy, it becomes happy, and it's a forever way of living, okay? And so when you talk about lifestyle and adopting a lifestyle, this is one. This is the lifestyle I want to invite you into, because it doesn't force you to obsess over food or constantly diet or restrict or confine yourself or deprive yourself. And it automatically and automagically trickles down and takes care of your body and your brain and your three-dimensional health. Because again, we're beginning with the end in mind. What does your brain want, and how can this be permanent? How can we make sure that this becomes you by working with the brain, right? But it's also one that you can live with. Like, I have never met a woman who has tried these on and she suffered. It's easy, because it's like, it just feels good when you're doing it. You feel so empowered, right? And that is when, again, the more reps you can get in, the more you can do it, the more empowered you feel, it becomes easier, you become happier, and it can become your actual forever lifestyle, okay? So again, this is a totally different conversation than we're used to, which is the control conversation. And it's different than the conversation that inevitably leads us to the same outcome, that on and off again roller coaster between restriction and carefree abandonment, right? Totally different conversation. And it's different than the too much permission conversation. We want to make peace with food. This is about finding peace forever. So I want to invite you to start from and keep coming back to how you want to feel. Figure that out, calculate that, and bridge the gap using that as your reverse engineering equation, okay? And that is it. So all I invite you to do is tuck this in the back pocket of your mind as we go throughout the next week. And in fact, you have a little cheat sheet below this video to support you along the way. It includes this cheat sheet and those infographics that I showed you between reacting and responding, hungry, or intentionally eating, and then hunger versus cravings, okay? And so you can print out this cheat sheet and the two infographics that I showed you. And I'm telling you, even if you stop now and you do nothing else other than what I've laid out for you in this video, everything could change for you. I mean everything, okay? You just need to start becoming aware and start looking for where the color blue is showing up in your life and start mindfully and intentionally feeding yourself the color red, okay? So that is it. Go get 'em, Tiger. Try this on. I promise you, it is the best gift that you could ever give yourself. All right, so that's it for now, and I will see you in the next video.